Hello, everyone. Betty here, Betty speaking. Thank you for all the love on my first audio. I thought since I'm still pretty new to posting, I would do a questionnaire to have you guys get to know me a little better. So I'm doing F. Stop Fitzgerald's Take the Plunge, the 10 question check questionnaire. So the first question is, when listening to an audio here, which is the biggest factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? So I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, like, the sexiest voice can read the phone book to me, and I would be, you know, completely content. But, you know, the possibility of more, like, who could turn that down? But also, like, you know, I've listened to Phil's done by... fills of the same script done by different people, and sometimes we'll end up preferring one over the other. And there are people here whose voices just don't do it for me. Like, I mean, everyone does a great job. They're doing a great job. Just some people aren't for me, and that's okay. So I do think it's the voice in the end that is more important, but the other words are, the words being spoken are just as important. Or, you know, tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul, not one, not another person. So, it's hard to put this into words exactly, but I don't want to misrepresent myself, but I also want to tell you the truth, which is that I have never had PIV sex. Not for a lack of trying, I will say that, but I don't know, I just have never gotten that far in a relationship with a person with a penis, obviously. And yeah, do with that information what you will. I would not consider myself to be like a virgin by any means, but yeah, when listening to my audios, like, you know, do that. Keep that in mind, maybe. So, what sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? So, I really like when my partner growls. And, like, I don't know if that counts, but it's... I wish people here would do that more. Because, like, it's not necessarily, that's embarrassing to me, because I think that's a pretty common thing. It's really more about just how much it turns me on. Like, it will just reduce me to a puddle. There's nothing like a good, like, low, deep growl, like, in the back of the throat. Ugh, okay, all right. It's fine. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons, all the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one, only one. Which one would you keep? Probably, like, do you like that? I feel like it's very versatile. Like, you can say it very playfully, or it can be aggressive and, like, but also, like, implies that I can say no, which is very important for me. So I'm going to stick with that one. I would keep, do you like that? If you got a private message saying, hey, your real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you, how do you think you would feel / react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? Well, so if it happened right now, considering I am so new at this, I'd probably be like, God damn it. it just fucking started, and God damn it. Can't have shit in Detroit, man. You know, like, it would just be really upset. But, I don't know. It also depends on the friend. Like, if it was my really close friend, I'd be like, oh, did you enjoy it? do you do this? What's your username? Maybe we should collab, you know, like, I would be a lot more open to it if it was like a very close friend. But if it's just like a like an acquaintance or like someone from like a friend from work, I would be like, hey, I would really appreciate it if you didn't bring this up, especially at work. Like, it's just something I do. It's not a big deal. Please. Yeah. So, yeah. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? So I'm glad it says or otherwise, because I'm very insecure about my appearance. Which is why I have elected to get off anonymously on the internet for strangers. But also, like, physical appearance is very important. So I probably would, like, curl my hair and, like, put on red lipstick and my fake pearl necklace and, like, a nice dress and, you know, lecture people on Nestle's crimes in the Niger Delta, and laugh entirely too loud at people's jokes, and just have a good time, you know? Just try to be myself. What would your friend say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? So I would like to say, like, my sense of humor, probably, or, like, I'm a really good friend. Like, I'm ride or die for the people that I love, and, like, it doesn't really take much for me to love you, to be honest. Like, I'll be your friend. I don't know, as long as you're not, like, a total asshole, I would be willing to call you my friend. And even then, like, I might tolerate it just for the sake of loving you. And, yeah, I can also be pretty funny and pretty smart, and I feel like they would say something to that effect, so, yeah. When flirting here, on DWA, or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? Now I'm terrified of the possibility of someone flirting with me here on DWA. Like, I know that's, like, part of the point, maybe, but, like, Jesus. Not that I don't want it, it's just, like, I won't know what to do. I barely know what to do, if people are flirting with me in real life, much less online. Oh god. But I would probably have to say, like, commonalities, you know, like, we like, not even necessarily the same things, but, like, maybe things to the same degree, you know, like, I have a lot of hobbies and, like, niche interests, and if, like, they do too, then, like, I can understand that, and, like, you know, if they're willing to understand me and, like, who I am, then I'm willing to do the same for them. Like, that's really what's attractive to me, is being able to not necessarily have things in common, but, like, kind of, like, understand each other, sort of. So, yeah, that's probably what is the most valuable to me, I guess I would say. Okay, so the last question. What's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? So, I don't like this question. I really don't. Because I guess I can't speak for a lot of women, but I am not in the habit of putting strange things up my coochie. Maybe some women do, maybe some women were like, hey, I just wanted to know what that felt like. I can honest to God say that I have never felt that desire. I see something and I'm like, no, I've never felt that. Maybe I'm alone, maybe I'm weird. And if you can tell from my answer to question two, I'm not necessarily in the habit of putting quote unquote normal things up my coochie either, so I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. So I'm not going to answer this question. I am going to answer a different question, which is, what is the strangest thing that you've ever rubbed your clit on? Because I have rubbed weird things on my clit. I know I just went on a rant about why would you want to do the other thing, but I don't have an excuse. This is just the way that I am. So the strangest thing for me would probably be the leg of a desk, specifically a school desk. And before you ask, yes, it was during a class. Okay, so stick with me on this. I was in lecture, like, my first year of university. It had to have been my first year of university. And it was, like, winter semester, and the weather was just awful. It was snowy, and the roads were terrible, and everybody wanted to, like, die. Nobody was there. Like, the professor didn't even want to be there. And I was there for some reason, and, like, it was, like, the worst class and, like, the most boring lecture in the entire world. And he was one of those people that, like, didn't end early no matter what, which, those people can, don't even get me started on that. But, like, yeah, so I was in the lecture. And sometimes, you know, when you're in a big lecture hall, you get, like, a really weird, like, chair that, like, has a leg that it kind of sticks in really weird. And I was in one of those chairs that day. And, like, my phone had to have been dead or something, because I was just dying for any sort of stimulation. not necessarily that stimulation, but, like, just mental stimulation. That's how desperate I was. And, yeah, I didn't come, obviously. I mean, I shouldn't say obviously, but you get what I mean. Like, oh my god. Oh my god. And, like, I hope no one saw me. I don't think anyone did, but, like, I don't know. For all I know, they did. And for, like, the rest of the semester and, hell, maybe even, like, the rest of university, they were just like, oh, there's that fucking girl. Gets off in the middle of lecture on a fucking table leg. Oh my god. I'm ashamed, but I'm also, like, not sorry? Question mark? I don't know. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. I hope you've learned a thing or two. It says at the bottom that I could potentially, like, tag someone, but I don't really know anybody to tag, because I'm so new, and I don't really feel comfortable tagging someone that I don't really know. So, thank you for sticking around. I hope that you've enjoyed yourself, and I'm working on some other stuff right now to potentially post. Thank you again for all the love on my Goth IHOP audio. And yeah, I hope you all have a nice day.